Virginia is preparing to send a letter to thousands of families telling them their children's health care through the federal CHIP program may be canceled. The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, was created in 1997 by the Republican Orrin Hatch and the Democrat Ted Kennedy to protect now 9 million kids and thousands of pregnant women who are not poor enough for Medicaid but not making enough to buy insurance. The federal government partly covers the program in some states, covers all the costs in poorer states. Funding was not renewed by Congress on September 30th, and so now many states will run out of money by the end of December. Linda Nablo is Chief Deputy Director of Virginia's Department of Medical Assistance Services. Linda, your funds will be gone by January. You were scheduled to send your letter this week. What's going on?
At this point, because we're hearing from Congress that there's a possibility Congress will use the continuing resolution to reauthorize CHIP, and that is must be passed by December 8th, We're not sending the letter out on December 1st as originally intended, because the last thing we want to do is scare parents and then turn right around and have to tell them, sorry, never mind, Congress has finally acted and your coverage is safe.
Boy, this has been such a roller coaster.
Oh, it's terrible. At this point, the draft letter says your child may lose coverage. You know, we'll let you know as soon as we know.
And so what's been the impact? What have you seen CHIP do?
Well, CHIP is along with Medicaid, is credited with drastically reducing the uninsured rate among America's children. You know, 20 years ago, I think the uninsured rate among children was 14 or 15%. It's down now to less than 5%. There's also many studies that talk about children on CHIP get their immunizations. It's required that they get dental care. There are many positive health outcomes from having coverage and being able to take your child to the doctor when you need to.
There was a surge of emergency room visits because families, you know, wouldn't take a child who had symptoms to a doctor until the symptoms were so severe they'd end up in emergency rooms. I mean, is that what you were seeing before CHIP?
Certainly. That's pretty common if you don't have health insurance. You wait until you don't have a choice. And that, of course, is worse for the child and worse for all of us in terms of the cost.
I mean, are children with serious illnesses also on the CHIP program?
Absolutely. I think we cover at this point over 1,000 children in cancer treatment. We cover babies born, you know, with HIV or addicted to substances.
And we keep saying bipartisan. Everyone agrees that it's had this fabulous effect, not just in helping children, but on the bottom line. What do you think about what's happening now politically? We had that exchange with Senator Sherrod Brown saying sharply to Orrin Hatch, again, a founder of the program, why don't you back up your concern for the poor by extending CHIP? And Hatch responded, I'm not starting with CHIP.
It's very disturbing. I don't think you could find a senator or a representative who would say they don't support CHIP. They are caught in a very partisan struggle over how to pay for it. If they can't do this, I don't know how they can do anything.
Well, in the meantime, what do your CHIP recipients in Virginia do? Do they go to a marketplace? I mean, what do they do?
Well, their choices are probably limited, but there are some things they would need to explore. If, for example, their income has dropped since they first applied for CHIP, they might qualify for Medicaid, so we need to reevaluate that. If their child is very sick and they have accumulated or will soon accumulate once CHIP ends, very large medical bills, there's such a thing as a spend down because of medical bills until you become eligible for Medicaid. So they need to be aware that that might be an option if their child's very sick. Yes, the marketplace, go to the marketplace, find out what the cost would be. If Congress eventually reauthorizes this program, you may only need that coverage for a few months. You may go to your employer. If your employer offers family coverage, perhaps you can afford for at least a few months to put your child on that. The truth is a lot will end up uninsured. That's probably the majority of what will happen. But every family needs to kind of assess their situation and explore what might be options for them.
Do you think some of the wealthier states will be able to just find money somewhere?
I will be amazed if any state, especially with this short notice, it's not just a question of money, which is significant. It's everybody keeps saying Congress will do this. So states are not prepared. If they had been preparing 2 years ago to know that CHIP would end and figure out what part of it, if any of it, they could continue with state funds, you might see more of that. But at this point, states are in the middle of their fiscal years. In Virginia, the whole CHIP budget is about $323 million, and the federal government pays 88% of that. Mm. So to expect a state to be able to just, come up with over $250 million with almost no warning to maintain coverage is pretty unrealistic. But all of that takes time and money to work out. So, and we don't have either at this point.
Linda Nablow, Chief Deputy Director at Virginia's Department of Medical Assistance Services. Linda, thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin, for helping us get this word out.